Luke 19, 1 to 10. The Bible says, then Jesus answered, or Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector. He was rich, and he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass by that way. Verse 5 says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Verse 6 says, so he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Verse 7 says, but when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he was going to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Verse 8 says, then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 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 I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And verse 9, Jesus said to him, today salvation come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. Verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the ministry of your word in our hearts this morning be blessed. Lord, anoint my lips to speak expressly your mind to your people. And Lord God Almighty, let there be a willing heart. Let there be a doing spirit, and give grace, oh God, to every listening here, so that we will not be hearers alone, but doers also. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Position for impact. Hear me, child of God. Every situation, every experience, everything that happens in life, whether positive or negative, can be turned around. There can be a benefit to everything in life. Sometimes some people see people like me, people like some of us that are preachers, that some of you don't face reality. But you see, the reality is there is a positioning, there is a posture, there is a stand that you can have, that everything can eventually turn out for good. There is a way that you can partner with God. There is a way that you can walk with God, that even if you go through the valley of the shadow of death, he will be with you. And not just that he will be with you, he will turn it around. You can go to the grave, and the devil might have thought that the grave was your end, but he did not know that that grave was a signal, or was the beginning of another era. What will now happen is that what was supposed to be an end will become a bend, so that instead of the grave, instead of everything ending on Friday night, there will be a Sunday morning where there will be a resurrection. Easter is coming, and one of the things you'll be telling somebody listening to me this morning is that there's going to be a resurrection. It's not going to end this way. Life will not continue like this. I will not always not have papers. I will not always not have children. I will not always not be part of what I want to be part of. There is a day coming, and I need to be rehearsing for that day, because you see, the devil wants to maximize what is evil that is happening, but you can minimize it, maximize the good that God is doing, so that at the end of the day, you'll be on the other side. And I can tell you the truth, on the other side, you are a winner. I say, on the other side, you are a winner. So everything that happens in life, if you have a proper perspective, you can still benefit from it. Everything. When evil happens to good people, there can still be some good from it. And sometimes some people may wonder, how can any good thing come out from this bad thing? A bereavement, something that you didn't plan for. Yes, something good can come out from it. It depends on your positioning. It depends on the angle to which you are looking at it. It depends on how you allow God to use it. There was a story, or there was an incident that happened in John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 28. Jesus was speaking, and Jesus was saying to God the Father, he says, I want you to glorify yourself. You know, he said, Father, glorify your name. you know, like you have done it before. Then the Bible says, then a voice came from heaven saying, I have glorified it and I will yet glorify it again. Because Jesus' position to the Father was so well put, well aligned, Jesus heard this word. But that's not what everybody heard. Look at what the other people heard in verse 29. Verse 29 of John 12. It says, therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had what? Thundered. What they heard as thunder, Jesus heard as, I will glorify myself again and again. Meaning, positioning is what matters. What is thunder to somebody, what is like gibberish to somebody, is something good to another person. So in thunder, there is voice. In what is not good or what you don't understand, there can be something understandable that God can bring out of it. It is the positioning. We can stand in the same place, but depending on our alignment to heaven, we can be receiving something different. There are people, as I've already started speaking, God has answered some questions. And the question that he answered, he didn't answer it the way that I have said it, but you had it the way he wanted you to hear it. Why? The position. So ladies and gentlemen, positioning is very, very important. And when it comes to impact, impact of a program, impact of a service, impact of a ministry, impact of anything you are doing, it is your positioning. Don't just show up, make sure you are rightly positioned. And in the story that we read this morning, we read of the story of a young man called Zacchaeus. This man, like many people, stole a miracle. If you look through the ministry of Jesus, Jesus did many things unorganized than organized. Jesus said many profound things unplanned than planned. If you look through the ministry of Jesus, you will glean more wisdom, or you will glean some wisdom even when Jesus was not preaching. It was not every time Jesus preached that people learned. Even when he was talking, even when he was acting, even that day that he kept quiet and he didn't see anything, when the people said, we are going to stone this woman, and then he threw a question at them, and then he kept quiet and was writing something on the floor. You know, he didn't say a lot to the woman, but he still said a lot to her. She can never forget till forever what Jesus did to her that day. And there was no sermon. Jesus did not tell her everything. You know, sometimes when you don't see everything, you can still have said something. In fact, some silence is very important. If you're a parent, you need to learn that. It's not everything we will correct. It's not every time the child does something, you raise your voice. There are sometimes not raising your voice will even make the child to align well. I don't know if that's happened to you before. I live with parents who are not shy with using all that God has given to them. You know, they lay hands suddenly. They correct with the rod and all of those kind of things. It was not a big deal. But there were some times I would do something and I would think heaven today is going to fall. The way the heaven is going to fall is not, you know, in the days of the Jesus when the Bible said the heaven opened. It will be like in the days of Elijah when heaven fell as fire. That's how heaven was going to fall. And then I would be expecting the worst to happen and they will not do anything. Ah, what happened to my mom? Did mommy go on vacation? Is this my mom? She didn't react the way I wanted her to. And the fear of non-reaction will even give me more, because I'm now thinking that, okay, this thing's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's, maybe it's tomorrow it's going to come. So I'm organizing myself like, it may come tomorrow. I neither know the day nor the hour when this flogging will come. So I'm organized and I'm, you know, getting myself together. So sometimes in silence, you can say a lot. Sometimes. And so in the ministry of Jesus, you will see that there were many things that happened when it was not organized. For example, Mark 11:23-24 is a massive truth. That was the only thing that Kenneth E. Hagin practically preached all through his life. And if there was anybody that America produced in the last 200 years that has affected the work of the ministry like never before, is that man. And how, what was the anchor of his life? I was speaking earlier on today somewhere, and I was talking about stones. The stone of his ministry is Mark 11:23-24.
Mark 11, 23. That, he, every now and then, there is no message that Kenneth E. Hagin preaches that somehow Mark 11, 23, 24. But that Mark 11, 23, 24 was not a message, was not a sermon. It was a steal away moment. It was a moment where it was the excursion. It was the being around Jesus that led to it. It was one thing that led to the other, but it was a major stop. So you will find out that in the ministry of Jesus, there were many major things that happened on minor days, on minor events. And I'm saying all of this to tell you that when a program like NICOS is happening, there are many major things that will happen in a minor situation. There are many major things that will happen, and it will not look like major because it's not coming from where you thought it would come from. The reason why sometimes some people are disappointed when they come for a program, they have put all their hope in a particular scenario. It is when the man of God comes. That man that they said is coming from Nigeria is a very powerful man, and it's true. But you will not understand that God will use everything in that event to touch you. There will be minor things. There will be one sister that will come and sing, "You are too faithful to fail me." And that's yours. That's your word. That is your rema for NICOS 2024. You are too faithful to fail. That's your rema. And if you can hold on to that, you can see something that God wants to do. So I'm saying that here this morning, that it's not all the time that major things happen from major events. There are many, 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 many major things that will happen from not so big deal, not so monumental things, not so things that you would have thought it would happen. In fact, this story of Luke chapter 19 is a continuation of Luke chapter 18. I'm sure you know that by now, that Luke 19 will be following after Luke 18. Now, in Luke 18, there was a man also who had gotten a steal away miracle. And I believe this man already shows us how to start to position for impact. If you want to position yourself for impact in an event in life, one of the things you need to do is you need to learn from this man, this blind man that the Bible talked about in Jericho. In verse 35 of Luke chapter 18, Luke chapter 18 verse 35, the Bible says, "Then it happened, he was coming near Jericho," this same Jericho, "that a certain blind man sat by the roadside begging." And then this guy was begging, and after a while he started hearing a lot of people moving, and he asked a question. He said, why is there so much commotion? Why is everybody moving?" And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Just like I'm telling you this morning, that this NICOS, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And this guy knew that if Jesus is passing by, even if he's not passing by because of me, I can still touch Jesus. There are people that will be thinking that during NICOS, I just want the man of God to say something about me. The man of God should call me out and say, "Pastor, come." Or, "Man of God, come." Or, "Woman of God, come. I see this. That may happen, but it may not even happen. But you can still get something major without a major event. And the Bible says, this man was sitting there, and the man in verse 38, the Bible says, the man began to cry. One of the ways to make and position yourself for impact is the use of your tongue. If you want to position your life, if you want to position yourself for impact at an event, you are going to meet a man of God. You are going to go for an interview. You are going to even come to church on Sunday. You can always position yourself for an impact if you know how to use your mouth. I have been in places. Some of these people that are coming for NICOS, the first time I met them, the first time I went to a Reverend George meeting, I can still remember like yesterday. This day, I didn't even have enough resources to get myself there. I had to go by public transportation. I did all kinds of things to get me there. I said, I must go there. But I was telling myself something. I was using my mouth that when I go to this meeting, I will catch something. I'm not just going to waste my time. I had listened to Reverend John many years before that time on tape. I mean, tape. You know, not CD. Tape. You know the one that you put pen inside. If you don't know that, you are missing a lot. If you don't know that, come and meet some of us. We'll show you. We'll give you some history lessons of when they used to do like this to move the tape backward. or moving forward, you know. So it's that kind of tape I listen to. And I longed that one day I will meet him, you know. And maybe because of the family I grew up in, I have learned that you don't necessarily need to be close to receive something very close. You know, because many people think, you come and meet the man of God, I need to see that man of God. You don't necessarily, you can see him, oh, don't get me wrong. But sometimes you don't need to see him. In fact, let me say this to you. Many of the times when a man of God is ministering, the anointing is highest when he's ministering. When he's not ministering, he's a man, oh. It's not all the time that this thing is all. Some of us, sometimes when we hold this mic, sometimes even we are surprised. When we listen to ourselves, well, we're like, ah, where did that one come from? There are things that we do on this place that the anointing comes to do. When you meet us after here, we can't do much. We'll just be normal. You know, I mean, Jesus was moving normally sometimes and nothing happened. But there is something about when people are ministering. Now, you may not meet that man of God, but if you know how to use your mouth, like Jesus, like this blind man knew how to use his mouth. And the Bible said he started crying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The use of your mouth. Begin to talk to yourself before Nikos. This is my Nikos. I will not do another Nikos without that husband. I will not. This is it. This is it. You are talking to yourself. Sometimes you look at yourself in the mirror when you are coming for Nico. I will go for this Monday's event and it will look like one meeting, like 10 meetings in one. I will be so blessed that when I come back home, I will be soaked in the blessing of the Lord. You are talking to yourself. That is how to precipitate your rain. You know that rain is a function of what goes up that comes down. Many times people want a rain over an area of their life, but they are not sending anything up and they just want rain to up. That's not rain. You are looking for magic. If you want rain, something must go up. You must know how to load your cloud. And a major way to load your cloud is with your words. Send words. Send words. Let word begin to go. You know, every now and then when I talk about, when I go, I'll say, we should speak, we should say what. You know what I'm doing? I'm sending words. I'm not just saying, well, Nikos will just come. No, no, no. There's a lot of words. In fact, this week, even before this week, people have been praying for Nikos. This week, there are some people that are going to be praying 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. every day. And you can join us. It's the Watchers Prayer on Zoom. Why are we doing that? We're just sending one. And on Saturday, we're going to do 10 hours. Why are we doing that? We are precipitating the heavens because we want a downpour. And I can tell you, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. It's going to rain all kinds of good things, even in your life, in this season and beyond, in the name of Jesus. You can write your ticket with your mouth. The Bible, speaking in Psalm 45 and verse 1, it says, my tongue can become the pen of a ready writer. My tongue. Sometimes the reason why the miracle did not happen or the miracle was short-circuited was that your tongue is writing or rewriting what other things have done for you. Sometimes when the man of God said, receive it, and you receive it, and really you receive it, you can use your tongue to rewrite what the guy has given you. Your tongue is the tongue of a ready writer. I'm going to use it to say excellent things of the Lord and of myself. I'm going to say, I am the head, I'm not the tail. I'm going to say, it doesn't matter where I sit down, it will touch me there. Do you know that you can sit down in front and it will not touch you? It's going to touch the person at the back. Because God is not about proximity. It's about the person who is aligned. And it's even not about the schedule. It's about the person who is aligned. And one of your alignment tool is your mouth. Use your mouth. Don't wait for next week Sunday to show up. Tell yourself that even on Sunday, I'm going to be blessed. Tell yourself that every day I will come. When I bring my friend, they will be blessed. Their life will never remain the same. This is my season. This is my time. You are using your words to get yourself ready for the meeting. So, how do I align myself? I align myself with my words. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this to you. The blind man and Zacchaeus, there were crowds there. There were crowds. In the blind man case, there was crowd. In the Zacchaeus case, there was crowd. There will always be crowd. But don't be deceived. Numbers does not equal impact. There can be many people, but many people may not be touched. In fact, in the ratio of impact and touch, the numbers of attendance is not the numbers of the people who are impacted. The people who are impacted are usually a fraction, and I want to be that fraction. It is your words that you say presence. It is your word that you use to locate yourself. There are some people before NICO starts, they are already charged up. They are already ready. They are already ready to receive. They are already ready to draw. They have come ready to drink out of what God has. So they will pull out from the man of God. Oh yes, I can tell you. I've been into places before. I did things. I'm like, where did that one come from? Easy people. Some people were there that were like magnet. They were pulling like this, pulling. I hope you are that kind of person in this NICOS. And how can you become that kind of person? Start to use your words now. Start to speak words. Start to use your words. Start. You can even, if you don't know all the things to do, do what this blind man said. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. This NICOS, have mercy on me. Let there be no second. I don't want to do the next NICOS before I share this testimony. Have mercy on me. Who told you need time? Some people are waiting for election. Who told you need that election? Who told you whether we need to figure out whether it's Biden that comes back or it's Trump that comes back? Anyway, somebody will come back. Amen. We don't even know if we want to come back. But somebody is trying to come back. Whichever one is trying to come back, leave the comebacks to them. You can receive yours now. Because you know what Jesus told Zacchaeus? I love the words Jesus said. Jesus says, today. Today. He said, today. He said, today. There were people that were doing commentary. Because you see, the crowd. I could have analyzed that crowd, but I don't have the time. But you see, in the crowd, you have commentators. There are people that will come into NICOS. They will come and comment. We want to come and see this. This one, I wish to watch this guy on YouTube. We just say this one happened. I want to come and see with my eyes. That's a commentator. He has come to see. And if he doesn't see, or if he sees, he has commentaries. There are critics in the crowd. There are people that were going to say, shut up, what's your own now? Well, don't take it easy now. This is America. Don't mind them. Oh. Don't mind them. There are critics that will tell you you are too short. Like Zacchaeus. They will say, why are you bothering yourself? You this short man. But it's not about height. And we don't even know if Zacchaeus was short. Because some people always say short Zacchaeus. But we don't know. He probably just climbed the tree out of the eagerness of his heart. And he knew that because of the press, he needed to do something that nobody was doing. He just climbed the tree for attention. Alright? But let me tell you the truth. You can get yourself ready when you start to speak. When you start to speak. So one of the activities you need to be doing between now and Sunday is to be speaking. Say what you want. Have expectation. Put them on paper. But don't let them remain on the paper. Put them on your mouth. Let your mouth be the pen that is writing something. Every now and then. Sometimes at your lunch break, just say, this year's NICOS is just going to be too good for me. Every minister will have my word. They will be loaded for me. They will be sent to me. They will be sent for me. This is for me. This is my own event. This is not just our church event. This is my event. This is my moment. This is my turnaround time. When I show up at NICOS, something will change. Something will change. That is how to prepare. So what did this man do? The first man, the guy was speaking. Then later we now see in the story of this second man, who is the Zacchaeus himself. We see that when it comes to positioning yourself for a miracle or for an impact, you need to learn your voice. You need to be speaking. Also, you need to be standing. And by standing, I'm not just talking a physical stand. You need to have a stand. You need to begin to stand on things in the Word of God. You need to begin to find words that you will stand on. You need to find foundation. You remember we sang that song, on Christ the solid rock I stand. And every word of God is you standing on Christ. If you stand on any word of God, you are standing on Christ. How do you get yourself ready for an event like this? You are speaking, you are standing. To stand in this sense will mean that
you find the word of God and you stand on it. Then when you now come even into that event, you make sure you take a stand. And your stand is this: I will give this my attention. I will give this my all. This is not the time. I will now come. I will now be on social media. Why will you leave your house on a Monday evening to come and do Facebook in church? What, that's a waste of your time. Why would you spend this monumental time? We told you some people have not preached in this city before, in this lineup, and they are going to preach for the first time. And you think that, oh, you know what? This Facebook notification that just came from this, my friend, is so important. I need to look at it now. Why? Who does that one help? Is it help, they call it? You need to stand. Stand on the word of God. And when you come even into that meeting, stand. You need to find the word of God that God has been nudging your heart on to stand on, or to make amendments in, and stand in the rightful place in that word. The Bible, speaking in Psalm 1 and verse 1, the Bible says that the man that does not stand in the wrong place, and he was talking about sinners, or has a stand against the word of God. That's pretty much what that scripture is saying. It says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not stand in the path of sinners. Some people think that's a physical stand. No. It means that you have a posture, you have an affinity, you have an allegiance with something that is against God. God said, don't do it. You have an allegiance with it. You are standing against it. You are not standing for God. So in this season, as you get ready for Nikos, you need to understand your speaking is important. Your standing is important. Your stand is also your decision to decide with God. Your resolution to stand on the side of God. It was Joshua that was speaking to the Israelites in Joshua chapter 24 and 15. Joshua chapter 24 and 15. He said, choose ye this day who you will serve. There are some of us, we have not really taken a stand as to whether we will obey God or not obey God. Ah, my friends, what my friends think, what is popular, what does Google say, what does Siri say? Before Siri, Google, Alexa started speaking, the Bible has already spoken. And if it is written in the word, it is settled in the word. Sometimes when you ask Google, when you ask Siri, when you ask Alexa, they will still tell you, I'm sorry, I don't know that one, but it's already written in the word. And forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled. I need to be speaking. I need to be standing. Let me add a few to these thoughts as we begin to put this together. These are ways to position yourself. Impact does not just happen. If you're a blind man and Jesus is coming to Jericho, he may not be coming for you, but you can, since you know that he's coming, you can still get something from him. I don't know why we even put these Nikos together. Maybe it's not because of you. Maybe it's because of somebody that is not here, but it can still be because of you. How can you make it so? You begin to speak it. You begin to say it. You begin to precipitate what is going to happen. As I show up on Sunday, it will be like the heavens are just opened for me in the name of Jesus. Remember that in Luke chapter 3 verse 21, the Bible said Jesus, while he was being baptized, he was praying, he was speaking. The reason his heaven opened was not because he was the Son of God. It was because he was speaking. Jesus does not just walk around casually. We have come. No. He was precipitating the clouds. He was getting things ready. And then you need to have a stand. Let me add this to it. When it comes to this event, you need to begin to walk on your joy, because you have to do this and receive this joyfully. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19 that we read about Zacchaeus. In Luke chapter 19 verse 5. The Bible said there was a way Zacchaeus received Jesus. It says, and when he looked at the place and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down for today I must stay at your house. Move on. I think that's 6 then. So he made haste and came down and received him out joyfully. How are you going to prepare yourself? Be preparing yourself in joy. Make joy happen. Make joy happen.
happen. You can make joy happen. I'll mention some things here. But you can make joy happen. You can begin to well up the joy inside you. Because there is already joy on the inside of you. You just need to draw it out. You need to draw it out. You need to pull the joy out. Because when you receive the ministry that will happen from March 17 to March 24 with joy, you are going to maximize it. Anything in the kingdom you don't receive with joy, you may not maximize it. If you are giving, you give cheerfully. They told us this morning that we should give cheerfully. If you are praising God, you do it cheerfully. There is something about joy. Joy multiplies anything. There is something about gloominess. It dries up anything. It doesn't matter how big what I give you is. If you add gloominess, complaining, murmuring to it, you will diminish it. God gave the Israelites so much favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. The Bible said they plundered the Egyptians. But did they plunder? Did they really maximize that plundering? They did not. Why? They didn't mix it with joy. They were complainers. They were murmurers. Some of us, this week is not the week of complaints. So there will be things that will happen. I'm not going to complain this way. Even when NICOs happened, the ushers didn't sit me at the place I want to sit. The parking people, oh, it took me forever to find parking. I will not complain. I will still rejoice. I will rejoice. Because there may be no fig tree. There may be no leaves on fig tree. There may be no grapes in the vine. He said, but yet I will rejoice. So let me tell you the first thing about joy. Joy is a decision. It's not an emotion. It's a decision. I can decide to be joyful. Pastor E, you don't know what I've been going through. I don't need to know. I can decide. I have made up my mind. I like the psalmist. He said, this is the day that the Lord have made. I will rejoice. Not that, okay, I will be joyful just like that. No. I have made a choice. I have made the decision. This is the day. This is the night because God has made. I will rejoice. You know, sometimes if some of us show you the other side of some of the things we are rejoicing about, you'll be surprised. I'm telling you. Sometimes I'm just smiling. If I give you the details of what just happened, you'll be like, eh? And you were like that. That's the way we stay sane. That's the way we stay until we see the result. Bible speaking in Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. If you start reading from verse 16. The Bible said the reason that Abraham was not weak and tired as waiting on God. He said he was not weak in faith. He staggered not at the promises of God. He said being strengthened and being energized because he was rejoicing. He was celebrating God. He was making praise happen. He was singing. He kept the atmosphere a joyful atmosphere. So for this NICOs, precipitate your joy. Keep music around you. Let there be music playing. When the bad news comes, minimize bad news, maximize good news. Some of us, we maximize bad news. It's not to, forever and ever there will be bad news now, you know now. But you now magnify good news, publish good news, shout good news, dance good news, wake up in the morning and let it look like, did you see what happened yesterday? Yes, I saw it. And so what? I will dance over the trouble. I will dance over the problem. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. That's how to get ready, bro. You are speaking. You are standing. You are joyful. This Bible said he received him joyfully. Even before Jesus said, you are no longer guilty. You are discharged and acquitted. This guy was a bad guy. This guy was a bad guy. Other people were complaining, but he was rejoicing. The people that complained, Jesus did not tell them, today a salvation come to your house. The guy that was rejoicing and joyful, Jesus told him, today. There's somebody listening to me. This is your today. Even before NICOs, this is your today. Make a decision to be joyful. I'm not going to allow what I see. I will not be moved by what I see. The reason we are called believers is because we don't move by what we see. We move by what we don't see. That's why we are believers. So this morning, ladies and gentlemen, positioning yourself for impact, just like Zacchaeus and the guy before Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 18. You need to learn to speak. You need to learn to stand.
You need to learn to be joyful. Let me also add this. You need to learn to walk. You need to learn to walk in the light. You need to learn to walk in the light. It's not that Zacchaeus just did all these things and then they confronted him with the fact and he behaved as if nothing happened. Let me tell you, what God will do in Nikos will not end with Nikos. It will be a continuation. It will be a progress. But you have to decide to that I am going to walk in the light that I receive. The light I've received today, I will walk in it. The light I will receive, I will start walking in it immediately. The Bible said concerning Zacchaeus in verse 8 of Luke chapter 19. He said, Zacchaeus began to make amendment in the presence of Jesus. Most times, people have been to massive events, massive places. The other day, I was telling myself, I said, if they don't lay hands on me again, the hands that have been laid on me, if I can fan out those hands to flame, is enough. Many hands. The founder of this mission, I'm sure he laid hands on me. His wife laid hands. Pastor Yiri Adeboye, laid many laying on Pastor Reverend George, Pastor Dr. K. Many people lay hands. What will you do with the hands that have been laid? You have to walk in it. You have to begin to walk in it. Many of us, our connection is that walk. Is the corresponding work. Faith, like James was saying in James chapter 2, verse 16, 17. It says, faith without works is dead. It says, just like the flesh without the spirit is useless. It's cadaver. Is that what you guys say? Is it cadaver? It's just an experimental tool. So without works, everything you will get from Nikos will be cadaver. Just an experimental tool. Something that is useless. But the power for the impact to happen will be when you start to walk in it. When you start to walk in it. I'm challenging you. This is our Nikos. I don't know why God did this, but he has just done it. And I will not wait till 2025 until to figure out, oh God, are you now going to bring David Hernandez or Pastor Villard or some other guy that I know on YouTube or something like that before I now know that that's my Nikos? This one is my own. This is my Nikos. Even though I'm part of the organizers of Nikos, this is my Nikos. I am telling myself and I'm precipitating this for myself. I am getting myself ready. I am speaking to myself. I am finding where I need to take a stand. I am understanding I need to be joyful. This week, oh, plenty music. I will dance. I will sing. I will rejoice. When things happening that I don't like, I will choose the side I want to be. Decide to rejoice. You know, many people don't know that you can choose your response. When you hear the word responsibility, it means ability to respond or ability to choose your response. If you are a real responsible person, you don't do anything. You choose what you want to do. I'm not just going to be moody this week because my husband didn't do what they need to do. He didn't say what they need to say. They are not romantic. I will excuse him this week. In fact, from today, I make excuse for him. Jesus, I forgive this, my husband. If he's romantic or not romantic, this is not the week for that romance story. It will be fine. God will teach him during Nikos. But I have chosen that I will rejoice. Oh, this is not the week that I'm going to let what happens, what I see in my mailbox, disturb me. Oh, yes, the email will come. And it may not look like what I think it should look like. But in spite of that, I will rejoice. This is the week I will rejoice. And more importantly, I will take corresponding walk. I will take corresponding action because I'm positioning myself for impact in the name of Jesus.